بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله، على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني، سبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاة عماد الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، فمن تركها فقد هدم الدين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أيها الناس، قولوا لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قل يا أيها الناس، لا إله إلا الله تفلحون، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us the ummati of the last and final Nabi and Rasul, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we are his ummati, we are his followers, we have got a role in society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent us without any particular role or responsibility. What is this role? What is this responsibility? What is our duty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What's our responsibility towards mankind in general? Another issue that crops up is that these days we have many works of dawah, works of tabligh, organizations promoting Islam, institutes preaching Islam, individuals, groups working for the promotion of Islam, working for the upliftment of Islam, without analyzing any of them, trying to understand Sharia. As a Muslim, it is essential for us to learn about deen, to teach deen, and respected elders to understand deen and to practice deen. Any work, any group, any organization, any institute, if it works contrary to Sharia, there is no goodness in it, there is no barakah, there is no blessing. On the contrary, any word which is closer to Sharia, you'll be given time for your sunnahs. Any word that is closer to Sharia brings blessings of Allah Ta'ala. Any organization functioning how Allah wants it to function, Allah's blessings come upon it. Any word which is sanctioned by Allah, approved by Allah, Allah's mercy descends on it. Allah's rahmat descends on it. Allah's rules and favors descend on it. The closer we go to Sharia, the closer we go to Quran, the closer we go to Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah feels more happy with us. That anybody can understand that. If there is Islam in my factory, if there is Islam in my business, if there is Islam in my transaction, if there is Islam in my dealing, if there is Islam in my house, then Allah will be happy with me. I may be easy a little, but I'll be happy. Because happiness, contentment, tranquility is not on how much you eat or what you eat, but is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descends on what you eat. A person can have a loaded table of food, but if there is no barakah in that food, if there is no blessings in that food, then you cannot get full. But a person can have a little bit to eat. If there is blessings in that food, you will be happy. And respected elders, every person wants happiness in his house. He wants tranquility in his firm. He wants contentment. He wants to be at ease. You and I have read and have written also the incident of Taif, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to preach in Taif. I'm going to narrate that incident and we'll try to understand it. I'm sure you have heard it from the member, but now hear it. But hear it now with some stops, some junctions, some intersections where I will make some comments and some deductions. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam. Subsequently, the next year, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was preaching secretly for 3 years. After Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam, became slightly on the open. The kuffar and mushriks were harassing the Muslims, beating them up, torturing them. At every corner and turn, they did not allow the Muslims to do what they want to. There was no freedom of deed. There was no freedom of preaching. There was no freedom for propagation. There was no freedom for practice. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mercy unto mankind, he decided that he has to go to Taif now. He proceeded to Taif. He took a guide, not a Muslim guide, a non-Muslim guide, and he proceeded to Taif, which was the second largest city at that time in Hijaz. He proceeded on foot. Respected elders, the work of Dawah, the work of Tabligh, when you do it on foot, the Badal Jamaat, which has been created, when you do it on foot, then you will get the results of Taif. The proof that you must go out on foot, there's the proof. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on foot to Taif. He took a razor. When you go out in Jamaat, you have an Amir, you have a Mutakallif, and you have a razor. If you do not have a Mutakallif, the one who speaks, then the Amir generally becomes the Mutakallif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam proceeded, and you have a raver, a guide, a person who shows you the area. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam proceeded to Taif. He took a raver, a guide. He is the Amir and he is the Mutakallim. He proceeded. Upon reaching Taif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to the leaders of Taif. And there were three leaders at that time in Taif. And they happened to be three brothers. When you go out to a locality in Jamaat, then you must meet the ulama-e-ikram. The Ulama Ikram are the spiritual leaders of the area. You go and talk to them and ask for their du'as. Then you will go to the leaders of the locality. Because if the leaders are convinced that the locality will follow, inshallah. This is what we term as khususi gash. Going specifically to people. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented the dawah to them, presented Islam to them, gave dawah to them. Person's name was Masood, one was Habib, one was Abd Yalayn. He gave them the message of Allah, the message of the Akhirat, the message of Islam. He presented it to them. One of them said, "Then, if Allah has sent you, I will tear the glove of the Kaaba. The glove of the Kaaba, I'll tear it if Allah has sent you as a Nabi." One of them said, "Then, if Allah has sent you, I do not want to talk to you firstly. Because if Allah has sent you and you are a Nabi, then you are such an important person. I do not want to talk to you. Because I may say something wrong and I will go into trouble. And if Allah has not sent you, then you are not worthy to be spoken to." So he adopted a neutral stance. And one person rejected it. In the locality, in any given locality, you will find these categories of people. Some who reject, and some who laugh, some who cheer, and some who remain neutral. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, "There's," I'm quoting from Ibn Hisham, historian Ibn Hisham, told them that, "Do not say the people about your feelings and your reaction. Do not say them. I want to talk to the people." So he went to the people. Now he went on a common preach, to preach openly, to propagate openly, to the man, door to door. What we say, that you go and do gush, jawla, harka, go meet them door to door. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in all the festive seasons, in Makkah al-Mukarramah, door to door you should go to them. Tent to tent you should go to them. Repeatedly you should go to them. Tell them about Islam. Tell them about Deen. Tell them about Allah. Tell them about Akhirat. The responsibility is to give the message. The responsibility is not to give the Hidayat. Hidayat is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have just proved the Amir, the Mutakallif, and the Rebership, the Usuli Gash, the Khususi Gash, and the Umumi Gash, the Umumi Jola, that you go to everybody, you talk to them. But then, they put the young boys and the street urchins against him, and they began to throw stones at him. They began to push him off the town. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stated that as he was being pelted, he was way out of the town. He began to flee. Remember, respected elders, this is the Mubarak blood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be mercy unto mankind. And his blood is been spilled. Why? Because people must come out of Jahannam and go to Jannah. People must get salvation. People must be saved. People must believe in Allah, believe in the Akhirat, believe in His Risalatship. Today a Muslim is not prepared to take one sweat out of himself for Dawah, for Tabligh, to go out in the path, to go to Masjid in the cold, to go to Masjid when it is raining, to do and fulfill his farais A man says, I've got this pain and that pain. But to do the wrong, the person becomes absolutely fit. Super fit, a Muslim becomes to do the wrong. But comes Ramadan, he gets stoned. And as soon as the eve moon is gone, or seen at least, then the stones are gone. Respected elders, we should take stock of ourselves. We should be concerned about ourselves. Because if we do not worry about ourselves and our families, what is going to happen to the generation that is coming? What is going to happen to our children's children that are coming? Solution? Strive in the path of Allah. Come to the masjid. Spend in the path of Allah. Sacrifice in the path of Allah. Effort in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, the best of mankind. And I mentioned to you that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hamza accepted Islam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala accepted Islam. And these were the most two powerful people at that time. Who does not know the valor of Hamza? See, he is the chief of the martyrs. Hazrat Hamza, in the khutbah that's going to be recited, the Imam is going to say this, that he is the chief of the Anbiya. Every Friday we hear this. Sayyidu Shuhada, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, martyred in Uhud. To get a title like that from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you imagine how brave and valorous must have been? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who the empire should vibrate on hearing his name. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not take Hamza or Umar to fight. They had become Muslims already. Islam does not spread by force. Islam does not spread by pushing and pulling. Islam spreads by character, by personality, by akhlaq, by good behavior. Islam spreads because of its beauty, not because of the sword. Islam does not spread by the atom bomb or by this equipment or that equipment. The target of Islam, the strength of Islam does not lie in arms and ammunition. The target of Islam lies in Islam itself. And these kuffar, mushriks, and these westerners and orientalists who say that Islam spread by sword, then Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should have taken Hamza and Umar. I told them, equip yourself, we're going to die. And if they give us trouble there, we will take them on. No, you went alone. So this is the way to present our personality, to present our character, to present the beauty of Islam, to present the simplicity of Islam. One person came to Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi, who revived the work of Tabligh and Dawah. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi told him, go out in the path. That person gave Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi what's left. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi was very thin person, feeble person, weak person, physically. Maulana Ilyas fell down. When Maulana Ilyas got up, someone does that to you or me, this age, then immediately you'll get up and roll and say, wait, I get my brother for you and my father who's lying in the grave, I'll get him too. You must do that. And take out the rocket launcher from the car. Prayer Aslam Sulah Ali immediately caught hold of that person's head and began to press it and began to rub it. So that person asked him, what are you doing? The Quran says, that when you hit me on my face, that perhaps your head is hurt and injured. I'm rubbing your head so that that injury may go, that harm may go. Now, which person would not melt up? This is how Islam spreads. This is absolute. They talk of positivism. We must be positive. This is what we call positive. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his blood began to flow from his body. His sandals were clogged with blood. He rested in what garden? In what orchard? The vineyard. And this belonged to two brothers, Utbah and Shaybah. They were watching. Oh, he has come and he has rested in that garden. When he rested, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came to him, gave him salam, and said, "O Muhammad, Allah has sent me, and Allah has sent me with the angels of the mountains." That angel came and greeted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that angel said, that "O Muhammad, that if you want, the ties is between these two mountains. If you desire, and if you request, then we will crush these people who have ill-treated you. We will crush them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a lengthy dua. And then before that he told the malaika that, "No, I do not want that. In their progeny, someone will accept Islam." This is the work of Dawud. You give Dawud and you make dua. The two golden wings of Dawud. You make Dawud and you give dua. You go out and make us. The night you stand in tahajjud and you cry, "Ya Allah, because of my weakness, people are not coming to salah. Because of my weakness, people are not feeling the mercy. Not their problem. Because of my weakness, because of my self, people are not responding." No pride you must have. A person must have humility, weakness, arrogance, pride must come out of the heart. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dua, "Ya Allah." And this is the meaning of the dua. Because imagine Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of mankind, saying, because of his weakness, these people are not responding. And is there any weakness in Nabi? No weakness in Nabi. No weakness in the Rasul. He is innocent and he is the best Nabi. And he is saying this. And today when a person makes dua, he makes dua as if to say he is trying to push Allah subhanahu. That is why we cannot cry in the dua. That is why we cannot weep and wail in the dua. And a dying and invited towards good and a forbidden towards evil, he gives the dawah and he cries in the dua. These are the two golden wings. To give the dawah, I'm making effort, I'm making the sacrifice. Ya Allah, you accept it. The arrogance, the pride must come out of the heart. What I am doing, very little, that we must realize. What I am sacrificing, I'm giving charity, I'm doing good. Ya Allah, that is little. I can do much more than that. Shaybah and Utbah were observing this. They called their attendant, Adas, and they gave him a platter on which were grapes. And they told him, "Go and give it. The man who rests under the tree." He brought it. He placed it before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim," and he picked the grape to eat. So the servant Adas said, "That you say words which we do not hear in this area." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the dawah immediately. Purpose of a Muslim is that he does not miss an opportunity. When the opportunity is there, he gives the dawah. 24 hours a day, it is our responsibility to give the dawah. But today, 24 hours a day, our duty and our maqsad and our purpose of life is make money. But how can deen come? Sahaba had it the other way. They were giving the dawah, the money was coming. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that he is a Rasul of Allah. He has been sent by Allah. call towards Tawheed. The person said that you speak a language that in our area they speak it. The Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, where do you come from? He said, I come from Namibia. And we have come to know that Yunus was from Namibia. The Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Yunus of Namibia was my brother. He brother in Risalat, brother in Nabuwat. His message and my message were same. That person was so taken away by Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's message that he said, Ya Rabbi, he said, oh, can I kiss you? And he kissed Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's forehead, his head and his feet. And these people were watching, Shayba and Utba. When he came back, they told him, what has happened to you? Has that man bewildered you? Why do you do such a thing? He said, no, he comes from there. He gives the same message with Yunus of the Namibia from where I come. He gives the same message. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left that. Came back. On the way, after that, he met the Jinnah and he gave da'wah to them. That is another incident. Conquest of Mecca took place. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went back to Madinah to Munawwara. One person came from there, from Taif. One person came from Taif. And he said, I am from Taif. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recalled. And amongst those three brothers which Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the da'wah, the one that had a soft policy, a soft attitude towards da'wah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from his progeny, this person was. Which was 20 years or more after the da'wah, came to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I told him that I want to accept Islam. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a Muslim. Then he said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to go to Taif and make and give da'wah. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't go to Taif. Let us work here first. Then we'll go later to Taif. Said, Ya Rasulullah, I am from Taif. The people of Taif love me. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I have been to Taif. The people in Taif will not appreciate you, will not value you. This person said, that Ya Rasulullah, do not be afraid. The Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that I fear the people of Taif will harm me, just as they harmed me. This person said, no, Ya Rasulullah, these people love me more than they love their eyesight. Ya Rasulullah, they love me more than they love their eyesight. They will not harm me when I call them towards Allah. They will not harm me when I call them towards your Risalat. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reluctantly told him, go. That person went. And he went to his people inside. He got up at Fajr time to proclaim the Azan. Remember, he is in the area where Arabic is the language. He gave the call. It is stated that he did not complete the Azan. He did not complete half of the Azan. He did not complete a quarter of the Azan. They pelted him with stones and they martyred from his rooftop. That one who said that they love me more than they love their eyesight. Result, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blood, that Sahabi is right. Result, today in Taif, they are 98% Muslims. History of Hijaz states that the most amount of madrasas, makatibs, are in Taif. Islam spread after sacrifice, after effort, after spilling of blood, giving of blood, giving of sweat. Then we see Islam. Today you sit under electric blanket under, big blanket on top. The boss is crying away, no one is coming. And then you say, why is Islam not spreading in my own house? How can that happen, respected elder? I have recited, it's very clear. This is our responsibility. This is our duty. In Surah Yusuf, it is stated clearly. Qul hazihi sabili. Say, this is my path. Hazihi sabili. This is my path. What is the path? Adu ilallah. Call towards Allah. Ala basiratin. Call with certainty. Call with conviction. Call with confidence. Adu ilallah ala basiratin. Call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go this way, you'll come to the airport. Qul hazi sabili adu ilallah ala basiratin ana wa man ittaba'ani, I and those who follow me. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I and those who follow me. So those who follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must call towards Allah ta'ala with conviction, with certainty and with confidence. Subhanallah. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. Wa ba'da min al-mushrikeen. I am not one who has cried partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to strive in the path of Allah, to sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know that alhamdulillah the istima is the lodium. Alhamdulillah many brothers have gone. And I'm sure, with confidence I can say, that those who are listening today, inshallah you will give some time in the istima. Inshallah. At least 24 hours. Inshallah. All brothers who are, inshallah, will go, pick up your head. So there is some harkat in my circle. Inshallah. You will go and spend some time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, grant us understanding of these, and bring these of Islam in our homes. Wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Procedure in the masjid is very simple. We make our sunnah, and thereafter the khatib stands.